FM.
The Novos. And this is New FM at breakfast. At breakfast.
The Novos. Oh, get up and get it. It's Wednesday. Good morning. How are you, Stephen?
I'm better after that resounding intro. I was feeling a bit flat. You've brought the energy this morning, which
is
nice.
Well, you know, it's a Wednesday. It's a hump day. This is one of the great days of the week.
Well, I'm actually a bit flat because I know you don't. You drink like a copious amount of coffee to get through. Jess, do you ever have like a brekkie smoothie?
If I'm having a day off.
Oh, I'm so partial to a brekkie smoothie.
He loves it in here with the oats and whatnot.
But not this morning. Not this morning. Why because not? We've been borrowing this like little blender, this smoothie maker from my housemate's mum. And can you believe the nerve? She's taken it back.
Oh.
We've had it for like a year and she's decided she wants it back. So going to have to do a trip to, I don't know, Kmart or something like that. The nerve of some people.
Oh,
unbelievable.
Yeah, that is outrageous. What, did she want her own smoothie or something?
Well, I don't know. She wants to use her own smoothie maker for her own smoothie goods. I don't know.
I think after a year, you've handed over your original ownership of that item.
That's right. You don't own it anymore once it's been a year.
Yeah, basically a gift, isn't it?
Yeah, exactly.
I don't know. I'm pretty ropeable this morning, but...
Oh, well, we'll sort that out. We'll get your Snickers or something healthy like that.
Yeah, thanks, mate. That'll do the job. Chalky milk or something like that.
Exactly. Plenty of calcium in that. You're waking up with the Novos. Stephen and Crevo, New FM.
For live and local news, there's only one.
From our 100% local newsroom in the Hunter, New FM's First at 5 with Jess.
Morning, Jess. Tributes continue, I suppose, after the tragic Greta bus crash.
Yeah, so it's been, 3 weeks on Sunday that the crash happened out at Wine Country Drive there. 10 people were killed, including some locals, and there were 25 people injured. A couple of days ago, there were still 2 people in the John Hunter Hospital, both reported to be in stable conditions. But this week, the inevitable, the funerals have started for loved ones to farewell some of the people who died. There was a memorial service on Monday on the South Coast for Angus Craig, who tragically died in the crash. Dr. Rebecca Mullen is going to be farewelled this morning in Singleton. She was a junior medical officer at the Calvary Mater Hospital in Newcastle at the time of the crash. There's a couple more this week. Tori Coburn, as well as Andrew and Lennon Scott, will also be farewelled later this week. So a big couple of weeks on the way.
It's still so raw, isn't it, as well? Like 2.5 weeks on, still so raw.
Yeah, indeed. Even like catching up with people yesterday, like it's still just, I think people are still in shock too. Like it's just...
Oh, absolutely. And that will continue, no doubt. That community will take a long time to recover from this. Now, switching gears, new Jets coach, new strategy. Tell us about this.
Well, the Jets, of course, Arthur Pappas, he resigned last week, had 1 year left on his contract, but got an opportunity overseas. The assistant coach also resigned last week, but it didn't take too long because discussions were already happening for the new coach to start. Rob Stanton, he's been at Sydney FC for the past 8 or 9 years. He coached the youth side for 3 years, I think it was. So he's come over to take up the top job at the Newcastle Jets. He had his first training session yesterday out at Maitland at number 2 sports ground with the team. First press conference as well. Lovely bloke, great attitude. He's very keen to get young Newcastle talent out there on the pitch. Of course, we all know Archie Goodwin. He's one of the incredible players the Jets have and so young. He's doing so well. He wants to have him front and centre of the squad when the season starts, and he still has 3 spots to fill, I believe. So maybe we'll see some more local people.
Well, that's it. You said he's come from Sydney FC. He will not have the same budget as he had at Sydney FC, you know?
No.
So I think you're right. They do need to probably target that talent within that they can get for a little bit cheaper and develop them up, I suppose.
Yeah, and that's what he said yesterday. He knew what he was walking into. He knew he was walking into a team that did not have the kind of budget that Sydney FC had.
Yeah.
And he understands that, and he's happy to work with that. So.
Now, Stephen, you know a bit about soccer. Do you reckon you're recruitable?
I scored a hat-trick like 2 weeks ago at 5-a-side. So, like, I don't know. If he's out there having a look,
That's what I heard.
Yeah, I don't know.
When's your next game he could come and watch you?
I don't know, probably next Wednesday. Come
there you
have
go.
A look.
Where at?
What's scary is Archie Goodwin's younger than me.
I know.
So like,
don't let
I'm past my window.
No, but don't let that intimidate you. You know, you've still got a chance out there and you love soccer. You could have a good proper crack at that.
Oh, there you go. Well, I'll have to give up my stretcher bearing then, I suppose. It's tough life out there.
Yeah, it certainly is.
Enjoy a fun-filled day of frosty activities at Hunter Valley Gardens, No Time in the Garden. June 24 to July 23. Get your tickets now at huntervalleygardens.com.au or test drive Snow Time in the Garden with the Novos. 105.3 New FM.
Yeah, Creebo, I feel like a kid before Christmas. It's coming up so soon, of course.
I know.
Saturday is the day, and all week we are recruiting Novocastrians to join us in experiencing this magic winter wonderland. Sorry, Santa.
Oof, we got that. You're just so excited by it. You are the kid at Christmas, aren't you?
I just can't get it out. Like, yeah. I said, it's happening this Saturday. Oh my God, I'm in all sorts at the moment. You get to come and test drive all the fun attractions. We're talking, I think my personal favourite is going to be snowball fights.
Yeah.
There's tobogganing there as well, skiing.
Ice skating rink.
Yeah, that's it. You can do all the snowman and snow angel building, all that fun stuff. So
whatever you like,
if
really.
You want to get a family pass, get involved in the show this week, make sure you give us a call when that cue call comes, 4967405, or make sure you buy your tickets at huntervalleygardens.com.au because it's going to be a lot of fun and it's running right through the July 23rd.
You don't want to miss it.
You don't.
Nah, it's unmissable is what I'd say. You're waking up with the Novos, Stephen and Creebo, New FM. Now, Stephen, this guy who calls himself Floppy, big clue in the name as to what he's like there.
Right, okay.
Has got himself, they're threatened with arrest, moved on by police because he set up like a mini, you know, one of those folding tables you'd take to a picnic.
Sure, yeah, yeah.
With all signage of McDonald's, dressed himself as Ronald McDonald in the full kit and right. Stood out the front of a Hungry Jack's giving out McDonald's burgers that he'd purchased.
Oh, so the McDonald's haven't supplied this to him.
Nothing to do with McDonald's. He's just pretended to be Ronald McDonald. And, he's giving out the burgers. People were coming up to him, of course, trying to get free stuff, as
they
do. Yeah, they were. There was a queue of people, which I'd be so suspicious of.
Well, that's what I was going to say. I reckon it'd be such a hard sell to get rid of those burgers. A random bloke dressed up as a clown standing out the front of Hungry Jack's. You're not taking one of those Big Macs, are you? Who knows what he's done with them?
Look, at one point, there's a queue of here, what is it, seven people just waiting in line to get the stuff. Of course, the cops were called, right? Because, you know, they want this guy moved on.
Of course, yeah.
And then the cops are saying, like, don't make me lock you up. Because they kept asking for his name, and he kept saying Ronald and last name McDonald.
Yeah, okay, that's good gear. That is good, to be fair.
They were like, it's obviously not your name. Do you have any ID on you? He's like, I don't have any ID. They're like, oh, that's failure to provide information or something like that. But this guy, what an absolute muppet. Like, why is he doing this?
Is he like some social media star? Is that his job? Does he like post on YouTube or?
Star is a stretch.
Yeah, okay.
Right, he calls himself Floppy on YouTube. And I think that's all you need to know.
Yeah, that is all you need to know. Wow. Yeah, so is he actually breaking the law?
Well, I think it's like if you don't provide information to the your name to the police,
right. Yeah,
like
okay.
They can sting you for something, but they couldn't really figure out a way to drag him away.
There'd be nothing funnier though than him just keep saying my name's Ronald, and you can just see, like, you can imagine the scene in your head, the police officer just getting like increasingly frustrated,
more and more annoyed.
And it's like when you wind up like your cousin or your sibling or something like that, and you know you're pretty much at the point where you're standing on the edge of the cliff. You shouldn't say it again.
You say it one more time
just to, you know, yeah, break the camel's back.
Exactly.
Yeah.
New FM.
1, 2, 3. New FM. This is the Novos, three of a kind.
Yeah, this is where you just have to figure out, little competition here, you've got to figure out what's the theme between three words that we give you. You're up against another person from Newcastle. If you can figure it out faster than them, you win a prize. Now, good prize on offer today, right, Stephen?
Yeah, coming out the wazoo, we have prizes. So, of course, yes. If you win three of a kind, You get yourself Maniac's Axe Throwing gift voucher. I went on Monday, had a lot of fun. I went with my brother and a couple of mates as well. Producer Scott came. He was absolutely awful. So he could use another session, I think, to improve on his skills.
Indeed.
Of course, they are Newcastle's home of Axe Throwing, craft beer, Viking cocktails and good times. So win three of a kind. Automatically get that, plus everyone that gets on the show today goes in the draw for our family pass to the Hunter Valley Gardens Snowtime in the Gardens. Our test drive is, of course, this Saturday. So
yeah, it's
very excited for that.
It's going to be so much fun. You want to be involved in all that. Now, if you think you can do that three of a kind thing, this is a chance to call up 4967 4105.
Yeah, you got to proper Sherlock Holmes it. Now, I gave you an example yesterday, but I'm going to reuse it because I love it so much. I think it's a bit of a fun for your hump day morning. If I were to say to you, Crevo,
yep.
Cookies and cream, bubble gum, rum and raisin.
I go, Crevo.
Yeah, go on. What is it?
It's ice cream flavours.
It is ice cream flavours. That's the kind of gear we'll give you. Nothing too hard for your early morning start.
That's right.
Give us a call, 4967 4105. If you think you can do that quicker than another Novocaine, you're in for some great prizes this morning.
Yeah, that's right. 4967 4105. We need two contestants on the air next.
Now, up next, Crevo, I got a suggestion for holiday goers who just want to get away from it all. Like, I mean, get away from it all. Escape from this big bad world. I'll give you that tip after we do a bit of this.
1, 2, 3.
On new FM. This is the Novo's Three of a Kind.
All right, this is where we give you three things. You got to figure out what is the theme between those three things. If you can do that faster than the other person and better, you win yourself prizes. Now, it's first to two, best of three, if you've never heard this game before, and your name is your buzzer. That's how you buzz in, right?
That's the technology. I mean, it's only the highest budget here in the Sandgate bunker, of course.
We're basically Google here. Google officers here.
Well, that's it. Should we meet our contestants this morning,
Absolutely.
I suppose?
Absolutely.
Let's get straight into it. Let's not waste any time. We'll go to Cessnock first. Got Jess on the line. Morning, Jess.
Hello, how you going?
Very well. How's yourself good. This morning? Hump day, how good?
What was that, sorry?
I just said hump day, how good. I was making small talk. Don't worry about it, it's fine. Yeah, right. Well,
Jess is like, whatever. Can we just get to the competition thingy?
Yeah, she's had a rough week and she just wants to throw some axes at wolves. That's it. She wants to let out that stress. All right, well, up against Jess this morning in Cardiff South, we've got Chris. Morning, Chris.
Morning. How's it going?
Very well. How's yourself?
Yeah, all right.
All right.
All right.
Yeah, well, don't be too excited, Chris. That's okay. now, what are you up to today? You working? What's going on?
Yeah, slaving away like usual.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Mate. Another day, another dollar.
That's it.
All right. Well, let's test the technology this morning, of course.
Chemistry's palpable in here.
Your name is your buzzer. So, Jess, let's test your buzzer first.
Yeah?
Yeah, perfect. Lovely. Chris, and yours?
Chris.
Yeah, easy. They've got the idea. They know
everyone
what's going
gets
on.
It. Yeah.
All right. Best of luck to both our contestants this morning. Your first set of three things, items, whatever you want to call it, is modus foghorn method.
Chris.
Yeah, go on, Chris.
Horns.
They are not horns. Jess, do you have any idea?
No, absolutely not. All right. What was that? Sorry.
I said measurements.
No, absolutely wrong.
We were looking for Newcastle breweries for that first one. Anyway, we'll move on to the next one. Let's do, for you guys, ant, beetle, cricket.
Chris.
Go on, Chris.
Insects.
There you go. One on the board for Chris.
We're on the move. Here we go.
Next one, guys. We'll go Chandler, Phoebe, Ross.
Chris.
Yeah, Chris?
Girls' names?
That's not the answer I was looking for. Have you got any idea, Jess?
No idea.
Oh, Friends characters. That's iconic. Oh, dear. Anyway, all right. On.
Chris knew it. He's just playing around.
Yeah, I know. He's just playing with his food, isn't he?
You cheeky boy.
All right. Next one, guys. Savory barbecue chicken crimpy.
Jess? Shapes.
They are shapes. Come on, how good.
So this is one apiece. Everything to play for here, right? Whoever gets this next one gets it, okay? Let's go.
Have we got time before the news?
Yeah, we do.
Okay, let's go. We'll go Law and Order, Brooklyn Nine-Nine, Cops.
Chris.
Yeah, Chris?
Shows, TV shows.
What kind of TV show?
Criminal shows.
Yeah, go on, we'll take that.
We'll take it.
On a morning like this, we'll take that. Well done, Chris. You're off to Maddie X axe throwing. Congratulations. You had a lot of fun there. And, of course, both our contestants this morning in the draw for the family pass to Hunter Valley Gardens, Snow Time in the Gardens. Jess, can we get you back on tomorrow as our runner-up?
Sure thing.
Everyone's kicked a goal.
Representing Cessnock. Fantastic work.
Now, Crevo, my brother, got a suggestion for people out there looking for a holiday destination where they can just escape from it all.
Okay, I'm listening.
Really escape from it all. So
I could use that.
There's this island off Finland called Aukotamio. I think I'm pronouncing that right.
Probably.
And what they're proposing, I suppose, is like the world's first phone-free tourist island. So they've been, like, pretty much, they've been recommending this for years now, but I think they're trying to ramp up the efforts to make the island, like,
mobile phone free.
Mobile phone free.
You know what?
So disconnect from social media. Get away from it all. Don't worry. You don't even have to, you know, put like a do not disturb on your work email because you're not going to be touching your phone anyway. Doesn't bother you.
I think I'm into it.
Are you?
Yeah, because my phone is constantly going with work stuff, right?
Yeah, well, that's it,
The shop, everything. Always, 24/7 it's going off. And I would love a bit of just peace. No alarms. You don't know what time it is. Just nothing for a good couple of weeks. It'd be amazing.
Couple of weeks, you reckon?
Yeah.
Day tops. 2 days tops would be nice.
What do you mean?
Because, like, you're right. Like, your phone does go off, but you can't have your cake and eat it. Because, you know, as well as your phone is annoying you and buzzing, it's also, like, a source of entertainment, isn't it? You know? And a source of communication.
It's too much, though. It's just too much. I'm all about this. I reckon we should forget Finland. Let's make like a little island off the coast here somewhere for that.
You reckon? I reckon there's a market for it somewhere?
Absolutely. Like, you got to have other good stuff going on there, cocktails and whatnot.
Yeah, well, that's essential. You're right. Well, you're right. There seems to be some legs behind this, though, because apparently this island has been voted the happiest place in the world for the last 6 years. Now, I don't know what the criteria for that is. Seems like a very subjective award.
So it's like you go there, you live happily ever after. You've got, like, a nice happy ending going on.
Yeah, well, that's it. I'm sure plenty of happy endings are happening on this island off Finland. It's a holiday destination.
That's right. What a
relax and unwind and treat yourself.
What a magical place.
But you're all for this?
Yeah, I'm definitely amongst it.
I'm a little bit more of a critic. The other thing as well is, let's be real, the world we live in. Did you really go on holiday if you don't Instagram it? If you don't post photos of it?
That's not what it's about. You've got to enjoy the experience.
I know it's not what it's about, but like, you know, is it? Did it really happen?
You are a proper Gen Zer, aren't you?
You know what else as well? This island might be just like really ugly. Might be like a really like barren.
That's why they don't want anyone.
That's why they don't want any photos of it. They'd sell it as this like, oh, you know, paradise where you know your phone and social media free. The reality is, it's a barren desert. I don't know. Maybe they're trying to hide something.
No, I don't think so. I think you just don't understand time without phone because you've never had it in your life.
I've never had to. Never will either.
The Novos. Waking up Newcastle and the Hunter.
105.3 New FM.
Only on 105.3 New FM.
All right, and trivia check after 7 o'clock today, Stephen, is at $900.
Get ridiculous, really, isn't it?
No.
Getting stupid at this point.
The more, the better. Like, someone in Newcastle is going to get a big old whack of cash straight in the wallet.
Like you said, that's to play for after 7. Up next, though, I've seen an absolutely ridiculous stat, Crevo. 50% of blokes, apparently, reckon they could land a plane in an emergency situation.
Doesn't seem that hard.
Stupid. We'll unpack it next. It's absolutely ridiculous.
New FM.
And Crevo, no secret that women live longer than men, right?
No, absolutely right.
So much so that there's a discrepancy of like over 5 years in average life expectancy.
Yep.
Now, I'm a big believer, and this is because men just have this unwavering, unwarranted, unjustified confidence all the time, right? They just like believe that. The larrikin she'll be right attitude goes a bit too far. I think this sometimes leads to our demise, right? This has come to, I guess, a point, come to a summit on TikTok at the moment, because there's a trend going around where they're asking people if they think you could, you know, land a plane in an emergency situation. So, God forbid the worst happens and you're on a plane, you know, maybe the pilot passes out or something like that.
Sure.
With the assistance, of course, the ground crew. So, you can put the headset on and they can kind of guide you through it.
Morning, Stephen. We're going to help you through this landing.
That's exactly. All that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
Do you think you could land a plane in an emergency situation?
Easy.
Not easy.
No, I've got here in front of me, and I'm showing you here. Look at this. It's a picture of a 747 cockpit, right?
There are so many buttons there. That's unbelievable.
No, you say that, and yes, there are a lot of buttons, but most of them you don't need. Like,
well, why are they there then?
No, they'd be like very specific situations. Like heaps of them would just be like, oh, aircon to the rear passengers, that sort of thing. Don't need to worry about that. There's one crossed out. Another one would be like, deploy those little things that flop down and give you oxygen in an emergency. Don't need them. Right? There's two buttons crossed out already.
Ridiculous.
I think...
There is hundreds of buttons in that phone that you've just showed me.
I think with someone on FaceTime... Right, I'm not saying just through the headset because there's a lot of them look a bit similar.
Yeah,
but if you had someone on FaceTime and planes have Wi-Fi these days, and they'd be like, no, not that one, that one there, absolutely could land it, easy.
Ridiculous. Easy. It's a ridiculous notion, but unbelievably, you're not alone. So after this, you know, trend went viral on TikTok, YouGov, which are like a market research company in Australia, they decided to hold a big poll, you know, within the country asking people this exact same question. Could you land a plane in an emergency situation? Now, 50% of men say they could. Only 20% of women reckon they could. And that is why women live longer than men.
See, now, yeah.
They're just more realistic, more sensible, have a better understanding of their abilities.
I'm saying if you had the FaceTime on, you could do it.
I still don't think I could.
I don't think it would be that hard. Like, people land planes day in, day out. There's hundreds of them landing all the time.
Not people. Pilots. Not people.
Are they not people?
Well, they are people, but they're not. That's like saying people every day perform open heart surgery. People don't. Doctors do, all right? It's not.
That'd be way harder. Like, I park my car out the front of this station every day. Not that hard. It's just a steering wheel.
Definitely not the same. Pilots are on a good wicket, right? And there's a reason why they're on a good wicket. Because it's a tough job. It's skilled labour. Takes years of training.
I reckon half those buttons don't even do anything.
What, you reckon they're there for aesthetic?
Well, yeah, it's fooled you, hasn't it?
No, that's ridiculous. Well, this is what I kind of want to open up the lines for, I guess. 4967405. Anyone out there who genuinely reckons they could land a plane in an emergency situation? Or are you like me and you just think this is stupid, so ridiculous?
Honestly, I think a lot of people in Newcastle could do it. It doesn't look that... Like, yes, as I said, there are a lot of buttons, but heaps of them you wouldn't even need for the landing part. Heaps of them.
That's unbelievable. What experience do you even have?
None.
Don't need any, you don't reckon? None. This is crazy. Well,
that's why pilots can do it day in, day out. It's not that hard.
Get involved in the show, 4967405. Of course, for doing so, you're in the draw for a family pass to the Hunter Valley Gardens. Snow time in the gardens. We got a test drive this Saturday, Crevo. So that's going to be a lot of fun. And you don't have to do anything as, you know, exhilarating as land a plane. But, you know, you can go ice skating. You can have a snowball fight. Make a snow angel. All that good gear. 4967405. Is there anyone out there that genuinely thinks push come to shove, you know, worst case scenario, you could land a plane in an emergency situation?
Yeah, with a FaceTime call on.
Ridiculous, I think.
It's so doable. Give us a call now if you think, you're like me, it wouldn't be that hard. New FM.
And we're talking, this is absolutely ridiculous, Crevo. It's crazy. Basically, there's this trend going around on TikTok at the moment where people are being asked if, you know, in the worst case scenario, God forbid, that, you know, you're on a plane and maybe the pilot passes out or something like that. Worst case scenario, could you land a plane in an emergency situation?
I reckon it wouldn't be that hard.
I think you're severely underestimating the skill and ability of our pilots.
Like, all you do is you know, press a couple of things. Oh, yeah, flaps up as we're getting close to that. Press the flap
button. Planes are not like Teslas. They're not self-driving, you know? Like, you've got to do a lot of the hard yakky yourself.
I'm sorry, have you not heard of autopilot?
Yeah, that's like cruise control in a car, but it's not the same as landing it.
Yeah.
It's not the same as parking it.
You cruise control it a bit for a little while just till you, you know, figure out, oh, yeah, press button B1. Yeah, easy, done. Flaps down, wheels down, and we've landed.
Ridiculous. Anyway, apparently you're not alone in this. After, you know, this question went viral over TikTok, YouGov, who are a market research company in Australia, decided to ask, you know, the people of Australia this exact same question. Could they land a plane in an emergency situation? 50% of men reckon they could. 20% of women also think they could. But, you know, again, women proving to be the more sensible gender of the two. This is why they live longer.
All right. Let's find out what Newcastle thinks on this. Sandy is in Raymond Terrace. How are you?
Yeah, good, thanks.
That's the way. Now, do you reckon you could land a plane?
I do.
Yeah,
sweet. Now, I'm not underestimating the pilot's capability, but you have a co-pilot sitting next to you for starters, and all those buttons, obviously, for extra things. I agree.
What, you reckon they just put buttons in there for aesthetic? Just,
no,
you know,
no,
to make
no,
it look flashy?
Not for aesthetics. Not for aesthetics. I just think there's a lot of extra buttons to that you don't need to land it, just to land it.
That's right. It's like in a car.
They're going to point you in the right direction.
In a car, you don't need to press, like, all of the fans and everything all the time. You just you'd ignore them and just a steering wheel for the, you know, the little bit for parking. Simple as that,
yeah,
right?
If you've got someone on FaceTime, they're going to tell you exactly what to push and exactly where it is.
This argument's acting like there's a big button, though, that just says park on it. And you just click the park button, then down you go. No dramas. This is ridiculous.
It's not that hard. Sandy gets it. Brian's up next. How are you, Brian?
Yeah, pretty good, mate. Yourself?
Yeah, very good, thanks. Now tell us, do you reckon you could land a plane?
Oh, mate, I tried. I was driving past the airport many years ago and thought I'd have a go. Went in, paid for a lesson, jumped in an aeroplane.
Yeah.
And we went for a two-hour ride. And I said to the guy, you know, this was actually not that hard. Can I land it? And he said, mate, go ahead. Line me up on the runway. And, mate, there's no chance. We had a crosswind. I missed the runway by about 50 metres, my friend.
Yeah, there you go. So you get a bit comfortable.
Yeah, and what people don't understand is as the aircraft slows down, the controls change a huge amount. So where you just had to do a little bit of an adjustment before, you land up doing a massive adjustment as it gets slower. And your brain doesn't cope with that without training it.
Right. So, Brian, though, this wasn't a big jet, was it? It was just a little plane, wasn't it?
Oh, mate, this was a tiny plane, and I hear what people say about buttons. Buttons are easy to press, I'm telling you, but the actual moving of the controls to land a thing, that's where the difficulty lies.
Okay.
I've heard that. It takes a lot of strength to, like, land a plane, like a lot of physical, like, brute strength to be able to turn the plane.
No, it's very light. You can land it with two fingers.
Wow.
That's not the point. But your brain doesn't cope with the change in stick control as it slows down and that. I had a crosswind as well.
Oh, well, look, you know what? If there wasn't a crosswind, like, that sounds like a...
Oh, come on.
Like, it was just nice conditions. I reckon it'd be sweet. You said you can do it with two fingers.
You can't argue with someone who's had the opportunity to do it, who's had, you know, spent 2 hours in their training, a professional lesson. Forget FaceTime. Someone sitting next to him who's a professional pilot.
Yeah, but that's some little dinky plane that's just, like, all small and wobbles about when a huff of wind puffs on it. This is like a proper... We're talking about a proper jet line here. It's got to be easier, I reckon.
Honestly, this is what I'm talking about. This unwavering and unwarranted confidence in men. It's ridiculous. You've just heard from someone who's tried. That's so hard, and he still won't budge. Ridiculous. Yeah.
Let's put your knowledge to the test for the chance to get paid. It's the Novo's Trivia Check.
Stephen, are you ready to give away $900?
I'm more than ready. I've been ready for the last couple of days. This is silly now. It's getting ridiculous at this point, isn't it?
I don't know. I would certainly like to get my mitts on it. It's so easy. All you got to do is answer one question correctly. If you do that, and you get through and all that, you get it. $900, all yours.
That's it. All you got to do, give us a call right now, 4967-4105. One lucky Nova Cash stream. Like you said, plays for $900 on the other side of this.
And up next, a bit of a PSA, because there's been not really break-ins, but people getting into cars and just all over, Mayfield, Carrington, all sorts of stuff. Details on that up next, though. Now...
let's put your knowledge to the test for the chance to get paid. It's the Novo's Trivia Check.
Yeah, $900 up for grabs right now, Stephen, just by answering one question correctly.
That's it. It's so easy. All you got to do, one question between you, $900. Of course, there's a five-second timer there as well, but that's pretty much the only catch.
Yeah.
The only hoop you've got to jump through is do it in 5 seconds.
So simple. Let's meet a Nova Castrian now to have a go at this, shall we?
Yeah, let's head to Maitland. We've got Mark on the line. Morning, Mark.
Morning.
Now, how are you feeling? How's your general knowledge, I suppose? Are you a pretty knowledgeable guy?
I think so.
Okay, that's good. That's good. Now, what do you do for a living, Mark?
I work in traffic control.
Traffic control, right. Like a lollipop gentleman or what?
Yeah, a lollipop gentleman.
Yeah, fantastic. It's good money in that, I hear. It's good money. Especially you smash that overtime, right?
Yeah, exactly.
All right. Fingers crossed it stays dry for you today, mate, if you're out there. And fingers crossed as well, you can get your hands on $900. Like we said, one question. You got a 5 second timer as well. Are you ready, Mark?
I'm ready.
All right, best of luck, mate. Your question is, in the name Washington, D.C., what does the D.C. stand for?
District County.
What was that, sorry, mate?
District County.
Oh. So close. District of Columbia is the answer we were looking for. So close, Mark.
Yeah, the district part, right?
Yeah, well, that's it. Yeah, I thought maybe we were on. Had to get a bit of clarification, but unfortunately, no go for Mark. Two sides to every coin, though. Means $925 tomorrow, Crevo.
That it is. Trivia check back. Same time, same place. New FM. Now, just a bit of a PSA here, I guess. Around the inner city and everywhere, really. A couple of nights ago, one of my neighbours on my street, actually, had their car, rummaged through.
Oh, no good.
So, the glove box left open, all the stuff, tipped out. He doesn't really have much valuables in there. Maybe they got a bit of change or something.
Yeah, yeah.
Just accidentally left it unlocked, which
it's so easy to do.
Occasionally happens, but apparently what they're doing is people are going along just every single car on the street checking the handles, just checking every single one to see if there's any open to try and grab themselves some stuff.
They're just looking for an easy win, aren't they? Really?
That's it. And there's another message here on a Carrington Facebook community group. Mistakenly left my car unlocked last night. Woke up to my car door open, inside rummaged through, and this is around the Gipps Street kind of area. Nothing stolen, as they don't keep valuables in there. But also, if you had tools stolen overnight, they saw a Hilti toolbox just down the road, just chucked on the side of the road.
So
maybe the box just chucked and they take the tools.
Taking the tools, yeah.
And if you get your tools taken, such a disaster. That's how you make your money day to day.
Well, that's it. You can't work the next day. You get in the car, you get to the job site. You wouldn't even check. You get to the job site and you'd be like, bugger, where's my tools? It happened to me, must have been only 2 months ago, 3 months ago, the Merriweather Share House.
Yeah.
My car got rummaged through. Must have, yeah, so easy to do. Must just accidentally left unlocked one night.
Yep.
And lucky... like you said in that, for your neighbour, I don't really keep much valuables in my car. So they didn't get anything. But you feel
a bit violated.
Well, that's it. You feel really uneasy and really gross about the whole situation.
There's something weird about it.
You almost
sure.
feel unsafe as well in your own house, which you shouldn't.
Yeah.
But, yeah, just, yeah, PSA, I guess, like you said, to make sure... especially now, because it seems to be a bit of a spike in this sort of cases.
It definitely is. Definitely. Just double-check.
Double, triple-check your lock in your car. I know you always get a hard time when you're halfway from your car, to the shops, and you walk back because you've got to go back into the car park and just check one more time your car's locked. But give it that third check. Just make sure.
It's worth it. And even if you're when you're at home, just look out the window and hit the button. and you can just double check it before you go to bed or whatever, because it's rife at the moment.
Oh, that's it. The remotes are pretty good these days. You can do it from the lounge room. You can do it on the couch.
As long as you see the light go, you're good as gold.
Yeah, that's it.
Just double check, that's all.
And now for the weather from New FM's Weather Whiz Kid, Xavier.
Kids World Adventure Playland. Jump, climb, party and play. Unlimited playtime, so stay all day. Open now, Charlestown and Green Hills. New FM's Weather Whiz Kid.
Showers developing this morning ahead of a wet day. It will be cold too, just 15 degrees. Tomorrow, showers too sticking around. Right now, it's 12 degrees at Maitland on Newcastle's 105.3 New FM.
Yabba!
New FM is local as, and you're waking up. You're waking up with the Novos.
New FM.
Oh, how good was that? Congratulations, Xavier. You smashed it.
Thank you.
Pretty happy with that effort?
Yeah.
What do you reckon, Jess?
I reckon that was pretty damn good.
Strong, right? You could go into journalism for sure.
100%.
Now, do you have, I guess, a rating for Xavier, first of all?
I reckon, Xavier, I'm going to give you 8 bananas out of 10.
Oh, that's strong.
Take that.
Not bad.
That's an 8, isn't it?
Yeah, fantastic.
I even agree. I stumbled there a little bit.
Room to improve.
It's your first time.
Yeah, that's it. First day on the job. Don't worry about it. Now, I've heard you got a few people you got to shout out this morning, mate. A couple people listening.
Yep. I want to shout out to my dad.
Get that one out of the way.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's gotten up early for this. I hear he doesn't normally get up this early.
Yep.
Okay.
I want to shout out to my friend Braden McBaron.
Yeah.
There you go, Braden.
Braden, you've got a shout out. Anyone else?
Jaden Tapper.
Okay.
There you go.
Jaden and Braden. That's the gang right there.
Yeah, the boys on the radio. Now, straight to school from this, mate.
Yep.
Whereabouts you go to school?
Cessnock East Public.
And what year are you in?
Year 6.
Does that mean you're big dog? Big dog at school?
Yep.
Yeah, love that. We love being king of the playground. Well, mate, enjoy school. Thanks so much for coming in and being able to the Whiz Kid. And, of course, if you want to get involved, you can just register to be the next New FM Weather Whiz Kid at newfm.com.au.
It's so easy. And, of course, as well, you've got yourself a Kids World Playland voucher as well. Congratulations. So
thank you.
It's all happening. Have a great day at school and well done. There we go. Simple as that. And what, like Stephen said, register now if you want to be the next Weather Whiz Kid. newfm.com.au.
Now, Crevo, mate, I'm in a bit of strife. I'm in all kinds of hot water at the moment because, normally you're fairly familiar with your commute to and from work, right? It's something you do millions of times, maybe millions of times in a life, right? Mm-hmm. Like you just go to and from. But I've noticed something new on my commute home from work, right? Which has really got me in a bit of bother. Because on Industrial Drive, near where that new BP is.
Yeah, just, down at Tyres Hill.
Yeah, it's opposite where all those big tanks are. I think the petrol tanks.
Right.
Down there, they're building like this new kind of like, I don't know, like group of shops, I suppose.
Sure.
And in there is going to be not only a Hungry Jack's, but a GYG. GYG on the way home, Crevo. I am in all God. Now, like, obviously, on the surface, that seems like great news.
You know,
the convenience of you don't even have to take a detour.
I'm excited because that's going to be nearer to my house than the other one and easier to park at.
Oh, exactly. It'd be much easier, yeah. So, while on the surface level, it looks like exciting news, I feel like underneath there's a bit of turmoil because not only is me gut worried, but me wallet is very worried about the convenience of this GYG on the way home.
So here's the thing. For me, you have to go past my turn off to my house to get to it.
Perfect.
Which means I really have to want a GYG to go there.
Yes.
But for you, you'll see the big sign there at the side of the road as you come around the corner down that hill. And you'll be going 60 by then as well, because that beats 60. And then you'll be plenty of time to decide. Starting to feel hungry because we knock off and we've already been up since
Knock off lunchtime, pretty much.
Essentially, an early lunch, but you feel I could treat myself to an early lunch.
Well, by the time I get at home, it'll be pretty much lunchtime.
That's right. And you're thinking, do I want nachos, a burrito? Maybe, I don't know.
I love a burrito bowl.
Quesadilla.
Hey, I love a burrito bowl.
That's your weakness?
Yeah.
Oh, have you had the nachos where it's french fries instead?
No, but that does sound
so
delightful.
Good.
That does.
It's absolutely delicious.
Oh, so you're not helping the cause here. And the problem is, I know as well.
Cheese melting on there, extra guac. Yes, please.
I'm not strong-willed enough to avoid the temptation. If we look at my past history.
Yeah.
I used to, when I was at uni, I probably used to go to KFC at least 2 times a week, right, on the way home from uni.
For lunch or dinner?
For lunch, on the way home from uni. Normally, yeah, not like twice a week, I'd say, minimum.
Oh, that's not too bad.
I went to uni 3 days a week. So
that's much worse than I initially thought.
3 days, I was going to KFC. So if I look at my past history,
yeah,
I mean, past performance is a reliable indicator of future performance.
That it is.
And unfortunately, I feel like if you're looking to get rich quick, invest in stocks in that JYG. That's all I'll say, because
you're in trouble.
You'll be taking my money.
Now, this is the issue that Stephen's got. JYG, it's his fast food weakness, if you will, and he'll be on his way home. So what we want to do here, 4967-4105, what is your fast food weakness on the way home?
Yeah, exactly. What's that restaurant or that fast food outlet where you're driving home and you're like, I don't want, and then automatically out of nowhere, your blinker comes on, your indicator comes on.
I didn't turn that on.
You find yourself in the drive-thru somehow. You take a wrong turn, I don't know, yeah. You end up ordering, you know, your boxed meal or whatever it is. What is your fast food weakness on your route to work? Or on your route home, sorry.
Either or. 4967-4105. We want to get your stories on the air next. And of course, Stephen, we've got a prize up for grabs.
Yeah, of course. For getting involved in the show, you win yourself a family pass to see the Winter Wonderland.
Yeah, that's right. It's, of course, at Hunter Valley Gardens. This is going to be fantastic. And you can use that money that you save to buy more fast food.
Yes, no time in the guns. Our test drive happening this Saturday. If you want to get yourself a family pass to that, 4967-405, what is your fast food weakness on the way home?
New FM.
And Crevo, currently talking fast food weaknesses. This comes after on Industrial Drive there.
Yeah.
My mouth's watering at the thought of it. They're building near that new BP. They're building a new GYG and Hungry Jack's.
And you're nervous.
I'm nervous. It's right on my way home.
You'll be hungry after work. Oh, I'll just swing in one more time this week. That won't hurt.
And it's like it's on the roundabout there as well. Roundabouts are confusing, so maybe I might take a wrong turn and somehow end up in the drive-thru somehow. Oh, you know, roundabouts confuse me a little bit, so
you go in there, just the usual, Stephen? Yeah, just the usual.
Yeah, I feel like that gear could be coming, so this is what I want to know. Surely I'm not alone. There must be plenty of Novocastrians out there who have just got that fast food weakness on the way home. So we've opened up the lines, 4967-4105. Let's head first to Maitland. Greenkeeper Pete, morning, mate.
Good morning, lads. How are you?
Very well. How's yourself, mate?
Overworked, underpaid, no one loves me anymore.
Jeez. Are you okay?
Oh, mate, I'm always okay, mate.
Good. Yeah, well, that's
and
all you need.
Station to listen to, so awesome.
Oh, mate, well, I'm glad we can help, mate. You're preaching to the converted, I think. Tell us, what's your fast food weakness, mate?
Oh, mate, probably like most Australians, on the way to work, staple diet, large caramel latte and a hash brown from the Golden Arches.
Oh, the Golden Arches, they get you, don't they?
Every single time.
Have a way. And the smell they, like, I don't know if they pump it out on purpose. The smell that place emits.
How are you even smelling it from the highway? But some way, somehow, you are. There's a mystery in it and a science to it, no doubt.
They know what they're doing. Let's head next to Raymond Terrace. Jen's on the line. Morning, Jen.
Morning.
Now, how are you on your hump day? Looking forward to the weekend?
Oh, definitely, even though I work, but fine.
At least you're chipper. At least you're up and about. That's all you can ask. Now, tell us, if you are working on the weekend, what's your fast food weakness?
Golden Arches as well, McDonald's on the way home. The worst part is I live 5 minutes away from home, so...
Wait, you live 5 minutes from home?
Is there a Macca's between you...
No, I live from work.
Is there a Macca's between you and work in that five minutes?
There is, yeah.
Oh, that's so unlucky. Unbelievable. You're like, I'll buy a place, you know, close to work, that's convenient, you know.
Yeah.
Can avoid all that.
No.
And then...
I usually ring my partner just as I knock off and I'm like, do you want anything? And jump in and pick it up.
And you're trying to, like, make it less bad by offering some to them?
Yes.
Oh, they know what that call is as well. It's that same time every day. The phone's ringing, ring, ring. Oh, this will be the Macca's run.
There we go. What do we want here? It's so funny. I remember that there was a house up for sale in Mayfield a little while ago.
Yeah.
And they advertised it as walking distance to KFC. I'm like, how is that a benefit? You're going to send me bankrupt.
That's it. Hey, sold.
Shut up and take my money.
New FM's $20,000 side hustle.
How's a bit of free money on your hump day, Creeper?
Oh, absolutely. It'd be a yes from me.
If it's a yes from you as well, head to newfm.com.au. Make sure you register for our 20K side hustle. Once you've done that, all you gotta do, listen around the clock for your name. When you hear it, give us a call, 4967405, and you can become an honorary member of our team.
That's right.
Get yourself on the payroll and win money throughout the day.
And once you're on the payroll, you could stay on there for ages and ages, and the money just keeps building up. 105, of course, guaranteed, but then you could get more.
Well, that's it. Jay and Curry, he was on yesterday. He got on about midday, just after midday, I believe.
Yeah.
And he's our carryover payroll employee, I suppose.
Sweet.
So at the moment, guaranteed himself a cool 420.
Guaranteed.
If you don't mind.
Nah, any day.
With the potential to keep growing.
Hit
so,
me with it.
I mean, he could be going up to 525 in a matter of minutes, and who knows how high it'll go throughout the day. But if you want a slice of that pie, like we said, newfm.com.au is the place to register. Listen for your name. When you hear it, give us a call. And you know someone who has registered, Crevo.
Who's that?
Tara Bailey from Greta. Tara Bailey from Greta, you've got 10 minutes on the clock right now. 4967405. Give us a call if you want to become New FM's next honorary employee.
New FM's $20,000. Side hustle.
Yeah, we've been talking about how easy this is. Make sure you register at newfm.com.au. Once you do so, listen for your name. You hear it. Give us a call, 4967-4105. Just as Jay from Curry did yesterday. Now, of course, got himself $420 overnight. How are you feeling this morning, mate?
Oh, feeling fantastic. It's the easiest payroll I've ever earned.
Yeah, right.
That's it. What's the money going towards, mate?
Oh, mate, it'll be... plans were to do something with the family, take the wife and kids out and spoil them and show them a good time.
Awesome. Well, with $420, I'm sure you'll be able to do that because, unfortunately, mate, your time has come to an end. But $420, that's not a bad run, hey?
No, that's good. That's it. There's worse things in life than that. So, no, I'm very appreciative and really, that's fantastic. It's great competition.
There we go. So, of course, $420, which is pretty sweet.
And like we said, unfortunately, being kicked off the payroll, but... Two sides to every coin, because with his, I guess, sad news comes great news for Tara and Greta, because you're our next member of the UFM payroll. Congratulations.
Woo! Thank you.
So, $105 guaranteed, like we said, and then fingers crossed throughout the day, it'll just grow and grow and grow. What are you most excited for? What are you thinking this could go towards?
Oh, lots of things. I don't know, maybe a weekend of fun with the kids or something like that.
Oh, wholesome and fantastic. I love that. Thanks so much for joining, Tara.
Yeah, and fingers crossed much. Throughout the day it just grows for you, and who knows how high this could get.
Yeah, hopefully high.
Hopefully very high. If you want a slice of that pie, though,
I hear ya.
Super easy. Make sure you head to newfm.com.au. Make sure you register there. Once you do so, listen around the clock. It's not only with us, you know, it's with Scott for your work day,
sure,
with Joel
is.
For your drive home. If you hear your name, give him a call, 4967-4105, if you want to be a part of New FM's team.
That's right. What's the goss up next?
Anovos. What's the goss? New FM.
What have you got for us this morning, Scott? What's happening?
Gents, there's a lot floating around today in the news about lots of celebrities, but the biggest news of the day is Pink.
Right.
Now, Pink has been performing over in the UK at a gig in Hyde Park in London, and a fan decided to throw something up on stage.
Fans have just got to stop throwing stuff on stage.
Well, that's it. We had news earlier in the week, or was it late last week, about BB Rexha getting hit in the face with phones. You'd think fans would stop throwing stuff up there.
You'd think so. Yeah, there's been stories of BB Rexha, Harry Styles got hit in the eye with Skittles, but this one's a rogue one, and it's weird.
Okay.
Somebody's thrown their mother's ashes onto the stage while Pink is performing.
What, like scattered the ashes up on the stage?
Or in like one of those tins that someone has on the mantelpiece.
Even better, a Ziploc bag.
Wow.
I don't think that's better. I think that's, I don't know.
Well, it's more rogue. It's better for the story.
Yeah, less dignified.
It wouldn't hurt Pink if it hit her.
That's true.
Bag.
True.
Maybe they're being considerate.
Did that person get ejected?
No. Well, she threw the bag up on stage and Pink sort of picked it up and gave it a bit of a shake and then stopped her performance. She was performing her song, Just Like a Pill. And she kind of stopped and went, is this your mum? And went, oh, okay. And then sort of put it down behind the speaker and then resumed her concert.
Well, how would you react? What's the correct way to react in that situation?
I'd
be so rattled.
There is none. There is none.
Nah, because what we're learning or what we know, though, is a lot of mums love the Pink, really.
Yeah, yeah.
And that's why, obviously, if you go to a Pink gig, there'd be so many mums there, right? Mm-hmm.
Well, that's her target demographic. So, obviously, mum must have been a big fan, unfortunately passed away. I wonder what the hope was of throwing it up there.
Like it exploded all over Pink's face?
What, this, like Pink gets to scatter the ashes or... I don't know. You're taking mum, I guess, to...
Pink takes it home, maybe, puts it on her mantelpiece.
Nah, that's weird. That's rogue.
Yeah, well, I have no idea what the intended purpose would be. I don't know what you're trying to gain.
Yeah, the whole thing's a bit weird. People need to stop throwing stuff on stages, though. Otherwise, they're going to have to end up installing nets.
Mm.
Yeah, well, that's it. That's
stop all likely.
Ruin everyone's view. To
that's
be fair,
right.
though, if I, you know, God forbid, tragedy happens and I cark at Crevo.
What stage do you want to be thrown on?
Well, Matchbox 20 are coming to the Entertainment Centre in February, I think.
And that's your goal?
If you could get me up there, if you could get Rob Thomas to grab me ashes, I think I'd be pretty happy. I'd be all pretty complete in life.
Okay, if tragedy strikes, I will complete that wish for you.
Thank you.
As your friend. That is my...
I appreciate that.
That is my promise to you.
Across Newcastle and the Hunter, this is The Novos. You're waking up with The Novos.
105.3 New FM.
That Crevo, yesterday, me and my brother, we went for a bit of 10-pin bowling, right?
Oh, nice.
So we went to Dull Boys at Warners Bay.
Oh, I've heard about this, but never been.
Yeah, so it's right next to Warners at the Bay.
Oh, yeah, perfect,
So, like, nice location. We went in, and, mate, I'll tell you what, bowling alleys aren't like what they used to be. Even, like, 10 years ago, bowling alleys have changed so much.
It used to be sort of old dingy things and all smelt like shoes.
Well, that's it, yeah. It used to be very poorly lit a lot of the time and, like quite damp and dark. You don't survive these days with just bowling. So they become like these multifaceted entertainment centres, I suppose. Like, so bowling is the tip of the iceberg.
They've got good
bars in there, massive arcades, like a big time zone basically in the building, putt-putt available, everything. Like,
that's so fun.
Like, they had go-karts in there.
What?
Like, bowling alleys are just not bowling alleys anymore. They're just so much more. I couldn't believe it. Unreal.
Worth checking out, definitely, by the sounds of it.
Oh, that's it. You can have a cheeky drink and a cheeky bowl. I mean,
exactly.
If that hasn't sold you, I don't know what will.
Exactly. Now, what we move into next, though, and I want you to get your stories ready if you got one. Did you find out that you had a family member that wasn't, like, that were, like, a secret or you didn't know about later in life?
So discovered them later, hey?
Yeah, exactly. We'll chat more about it next, but if you've got one of those stories, we'd love to hear about it. Of course, you can call anytime, 4967 4105, New FM. And this is a bit of an interesting area that we move into here because Dog the Bounty Hunter, who rose to fame in the early 2000s, he was like a bounty hunter and had a TV show made about him.
Is that a real thing? A bounty hunter is a real, like,
in
job?
America, it's huge because...
Wow.
Because the way, like, the court system works and everything over there, people can cross state lines and then maybe they can't be apprehended, that sort of thing.
Oh, okay.
It's way more complicated than it is here.
Right,
so,
okay.
Of course, then bounty hunters become a big thing and, you know, there's big money in it and all that sort of stuff. Anyway, his show was huge in America in the 2000s. He actually was one of the people that, like, tracked down some of the, like, very famous criminals that were on the run.
Right, okay.
Anyway. He's got quite a complicated, I guess, family overall. 12 kids in total.
Wow.
So, you know, he gets around, old Dog the Bounty Hunter.
Yeah, yeah.
But recently he was on a talk show and he was essentially, like, talking about his wife had passed away a couple of years ago. It was, like, on the anniversary of that. He was talking about it. And in part of the discussion, he just randomly revealed that he's recently discovered that he had a secret son, a 13th child, who he didn't actually know about until recently.
What, to his wife?
No, to somebody else.
Right, yeah, okay, yeah.
Right, so he's revealed who that was, you know, and he's proudly announced, I've actually got this 13th secret child that I only recently found out about.
Wow.
Which is huge, but this sort of thing actually, your initial reaction is shock, but then the more you look into it and the more you talk to people, the more you realise there's a lot of secret families out there and family secrets.
This is such a shock factor because it's so out of the norm. I don't think I know anyone who's got even like one family member that they didn't know about, you know?
It happens more than you realise. And this is what I want to like go to here. 4967-4105. Do you have a secret family member that you only found out about later in life? Perhaps it was a sibling you didn't know about?
A
half sibling, yeah, that sort of thing. Maybe a parent that wasn't a parent, that your real parent that you didn't find out till later in life.
Oh, like an adoption type story?
Yeah, but it was sort of kept on the hush-hush or something like that.
Okay.
Maybe cousins you didn't know about. Or, I mean, for us, the most amazing would be a whole secret family story.
Wow.
4967-4105, if you've got a story like this, we'd love to hear it.
Yeah, or if you know someone with a story like this, because, I mean, you're pretty confident that there's many out there, but I can't think of one. So even if you know someone who's got that kind of story, 4967-4105, give us a call. And, of course, for sharing that story, you can take your family to the Hunter Valley Gardens, no time in the gardens, secret family or not. Take whatever family you want.
It's up to you.
We've got our test drive on Saturday. Pretty excited for that. So give us a call, 4967-4105. Did you have like a family member you discovered later in life?
Or a secret family, that sort of thing. We'd love to hear all those types of stories up next. New FM. And after Dog the Bounty Hunter found out he had a 13th secret child and revealed it to the world.
Not his 13th secret child, just the 13th child that was a secret.
We're after your secret family stories, Newcastle's secret family stories.
Yeah, we've opened up the lines, 4967-4105. Let's head to them. We're going to Maitland first. Paige on the line. Morning, Paige.
Morning.
Now tell us, who's this family member, this elusive family member, I suppose?
So it was a few years ago now, there was an ad out in our local paper.
Yep.
Looking for if anyone knew the whereabouts of my dad. So it had my dad's name. It had his parents' names, where they were originally from, and if anyone knew, to contact this number.
Yep, okay.
So after, like, a million messages on our answering machine of people being like, hey, like, we've just seen this ad, my dad called the number back, and he got this lady who then disclosed to him that she actually had a child to him years and years and years ago. This child was now 18.
Wow.
And my dad had no idea. We had no idea, so it was, like, just really crazy for all of us to wrap our heads around.
Far out.
18 years as well. So why'd she wait that long? Like, didn't have a form of contact before then, or?
We don't really have, like, those sort of answers, but, yeah, wow. She just sort of, she was a young mum. I think she was about 18 herself when it happened.
Right. Yeah.
And, yeah, she left. So then, yeah, she was like, oh, I've got a son. I think he's yours. He's 18. And
there we go. Yeah. And it
walked. What a whirlwind. 18 as well. You've missed the whole childhood.
Just wild.
That's unbelievable.
Yep. It certainly is. Next we go to Metford. Hey, Danielle, how are you?
Morning, guys. I'm good, thank you.
That's a way. Now, what's your secret family story?
So, my mother passed away nearly 10 years ago this September.
Sorry, yeah.
That's all right. And I found, when she passed, I actually found a piece of paper written down with her biological mother's name and three of her brother's names.
Yeah.
Turns out that she was the secret family member. She was adopted out at birth.
Wow. And she heard this throughout, like, while she was with us?
No. So she knew about them, and she found them when she was old enough to track them down. But I never got to meet them before she passed. I only ended up meeting them after she had passed away. So I ended up meeting my biological grandmother and three of my uncles, as well as a whole bunch of cousins.
That's wild. And how was the reunion?
It was good. I was very much welcomed. I just had my youngest son as well, so they were very much welcomed him with my kids with open arms as well. So we were very much wanted in that side of the family, and it was a whole conspiracy that my mother was actually the product of an affair. That's why she was adopted out. I don't know who her biological father is.
Wow.
And that name is something that apparently I do not want to track down, according to my new family. So.
Whoa. Well, I mean, I'm glad, though, that you found a whole new family that, you know, is loving and caring. And that's, I guess, a positive in that story, isn't it?
Absolutely. What a great way to end that part of the story. Let's go next to Burugul. Good morning, Adonis.
Hey, what's up, family?
Oh, how are you, man? How's things?
Good. Chilling.
Now tell us, who's this? What's your secret family story?
Man, I was in Jamaica, right? And I was like 12 or 13.
Yep.
You know, I was bad for the summer, so my mom sent me back to Jamaica. I was there dating this little young chick from up the block because I lived in Tivoli Garden and she lived in Rima. So I was like, yeah, this is my girlfriend. And then my uncle, he married. And he's 57. He got 8 kids. Him and his wife been together for 35 years.
Wow.
He kept coming. Yeah, he kept saying to me, yo, look a boy, come here. I said, what happened? He said, I don't want you to talk to that girl. I said, why? She's a nice. He said, listen, don't talk to that girl. So I was like, whatever. He said, you sleep with her? I said, no, no, why? He said, listen. All right, I left him alone. I was just like, oh, he's jealous, you know? So the next 2 nights, I was going to do something, you know, a little young, fresh boy.
Yeah, cool.
And then I remember my uncle said that, so I said, you know what, let's not do now. We young, whatever. I came out the alley. I see my uncle drive. He stopped the car, and he said, why? I'm going to tell you to leave my pickney alone, to leave my child alone. I said,
no.
Oh, shit. I said, uncle.
Wow, so it was your cousin.
Yeah, she's my first blood cousin.
They're
like my
mother.
Whoa.
Brother.
Oh,
so
my God.
Wow.
What a story. Lucky he stopped you. That's unbelievable.
It just shows that out there, there's so many families and secrets on secrets all going on all across Newcastle.
That is genuinely unbelievable. I thought we'd struggle. I genuinely thought there would be not a single caller. Be goose eggs.
Certainly not.
Wow.
You never know who's out there and who's hiding behind the layers, do you?
Oh, you just have no idea, do you?
Well, fascinating.
I mean, of course, we do have to award our caller of the day.
Yep.
How do you feel about Adonis?
I think it's pretty good.
I think we need to reward him, hey? So we'll send him off to the snow time in the gardens.
Adonis, you're coming along. Congratulations.
Oh, good, bro. I was just like, I had to give y'all that one. I was like, man, this is definitely one I need to show y'all love with.
Yeah, we'll show you love as well, of course. Our test drive is this Saturday. We're giving away family passes all week. So if you want to get involved, you know, make sure you give us a call, 4967405, or get your tickets at huntervalleygardens.com.au. Winning continues throughout the day as well. UFM's 20K side hustle. Scott's got you for your work day. Joel's got you for your drive home. And if you want to get involved in that competition, ufm.com.au is the place to go. Halfway through the week, Crevo.
That's it. See you tomorrow. We're done for today.
We'll see you then.
Bye.